This is Louis Navalier. It is February 8th. Well, I suppose I should be talking about the State of the Union speech and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's comments, and I'll get to that. But by far, the biggest news for us is, one, crude oil prices started to surge higher yesterday. That helped a lot of our energy stocks immensely. But the biggest news is Enphase Energy is gapping up today in the wake of better-than-expected results. Enphase Energy's in a lot of our growth accounts. You know, I know we're up a lot in it, but it's still got hit on all cylinders. In fact, it's rated as a fundamental A stock, okay, because it's in the top 20% of our 8 tried-and-true fundamental indicators that we grade stocks on. So I'm very excited about Enphase gapping up today. There's a big energy stock that we own in our most aggressive accounts. It's EQNR. It's the Norwegian energy company. It beat. It's gapping up. And so it's followed a lot of the big integrated oils on the beats. And so what's happening is earnings are working, but it's still a very narrow market. You know, once we leave the top 15% of stocks, it's really slim pickings out there. So you need to be in the creme la creme. These stocks that beat are attracting a lot of capital. And these are big companies I just mentioned, EQNR and Enphase. But they're gapping up higher this morning. So that's great, great news for us. So I feel very good about that. Now, as far as the State of the Union speech was concerned, President Biden did go off script a little. Did like to banter with his Republican opposition, but so it was slightly entertaining. But the main thing that he discussed that's important to your portfolio is that he admitted that we need fossil fuels. Okay, that got a loud response. He admitted we need refineries for at least another 10 years. That got him a loud response. He's very frustrated by the prices of the pump. He's obviously, it bothers him. He did not address the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and how that's been drained. And but the main thing is, no matter what green initiatives they're pushing, we're still going to need fossil fuels for a long time. And we're not anti-green. You know, Enphase Energy installs the solar panels, the Powerwall systems. They have the best software to operate these systems. They've got big commercial applications to put up battery storage. But, you know, the green stuff works really good when you live somewhere where there's a lot of sun. And, you know, places like Palm Springs would be ideal. And it just doesn't work where there's a lot of clouds or snow and all that good stuff. So anyway, interesting times we're in. The other big news, of course, was Chairman Powell. The Fed chairman was interviewed at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. And basically, he admitted that inflation is cracked. It's decelerating. But he also expressed frustration, okay, with trying to get service costs down. But overall, he was still very dovish. He said, quote unquote, we're going to react to the data. That's a dovish comment. So basically, based on Powell's comments, based on this previous press conference, it looks like there's two more rate hikes in the Federal Reserve's pipeline. But I want to be clear on this. It all is based on where Treasury yields are. And although Treasury yields have moved back up, it's a big market. It can be influenced by foreign buying pressure. It could be influenced by a lot of interesting things. And our dollar got a little stronger here recently. That's because of the strength of our economy. That's because our rates are higher than Europe, Japan, other places. And obviously, you know, Americans are much more naturally optimistic than some other places. So So the Fed's got to, in the end, follow the Treasury yields, okay? And so being a Fed member is not that difficult. You just basically get in line with Treasury yields, or right now they're trying to be more restrictive. But it's interesting just how far they're going to go. But as far as I'm concerned, we can see the light in the tunnel. We are in the trough of corporate earnings. Everybody's adjusting their estimates, looking forward. There are some analyst cuts out there, but they look pretty good for our stocks by and large. So I want you to enjoy earnings season. We got about another week to go, and then it'll taper off a bit. And I just think that, just hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. One last comment I'd have is Enphase Energy, which is, again, a big winner for us. It was pretty volatile in previous months, and that bothered some people. But you just have to wait for the earnings to come out. You know, in between earnings season, there's shenanigans. There's algorithmic trading. There's mean reversion, okay? There's all these things that Wall Street implements to try to shake you loose from your stocks. And obviously, a lot of us are holding Enphase because we have such big embedded capital gains in it. But the and we don't want to be shook out, okay? But I hope that the earnings that came out for Enphase and Equinor and other stocks we recommend really do reinforce what's happening. And I do want you to know that fossil fuels are going to have the best earnings. I'm just ecstatic with the rise in crude oil prices this week. Because we're losing production. The SPR is not being drained. Russia just dropped 1 million barrels a day. They're going to have to shut down more wellheads because of a production problem. So that's millions more barrels are going to disappear. Demand's going up. So I'm ecstatic with my energy bet. I know natural gas prices are low, but a big LNG port is being reopened this week down in South Texas, the Freeport-McMoRan plant. That's a private company, by the way. So that's going to help. And then, of course, as soon as it gets cold, natural gas prices go up. So hang in there, folks. It's been an awesome earnings season, and I'm ecstatic, but we got another good week or so to go. And then the market might have to consolidate a bit after that. But right now, I want you to enjoy the ride. So that's it. So we Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.